Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Makunine keshe kerere boku nere keshe. Ikunine keshe kerere boku nere keshe. We come to honor the Most High God, the King of Kings, this morning, to give him all the glory, to give him all the praise. We come dressed right. We are ready for battle. We are doing battle against our enemies. We have on the helmet of salvation. Our breastplate of righteousness is in place. Our loins are girded about with truth. Our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We have the sword of the Spirit in our hands. And, Father, we thank you that you are our rear guard. There is no God like you, Jehovah God. It can't nothing compare to how great you are, how mighty you are. It can't. You are a God of vengeance. You are a battler. I thank you that even though we are dressed right, we are dressed for battle. The battle belongs to you, O God. And we get in our places in array and wait for you, O God. Help us, give us greater measure, discernment, O God. To see what you are saying in this hour. Help us, O God, to flow with you. If you turn right, let us turn right. If you turn left, let us turn left. If you go straight, let us go straight, O God. Satan, the Lord rebukes you. Let every enemy perish at the rebuke of you, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Let the enemy flee at your rebuke, O Lord. Rebuke the company of the spear and the multitude. We rebuke all the winds and storms of the enemy sent against our lives in Jesus' name. We rebuke those that rush at us and let them flee away. Rebuke the devourer for our sake, O God. Have your way, O God of our praise. O Father, I thank you for raising that standard. When the flood came up, you raised that standard, O God. Rebuke the devourer for our sake, O God. Rebuke the horse and the chariot and let them fall into a deep sleep. In Jesus' name, we rebuke every unclean spirit that would attempt to operate in our lives. We rebuke the proud spirits that are cursed. We release furious rebuke upon our enemies this day in Jesus' name. Let the blast of your nostrils rebuke our enemies, O God. Rebuke the enemy with the flames of fire. Let a thousand flee at our side. Let a thousand flee at our rebuke, O Lord. Rebuke every sea that would try to close upon our lives, Father God. Devil, we rebuke you. Hold your peace and come out in Jesus' name. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. The blood is in our favor. We plead the blood of Jesus over every one of us on Bible Storyland this morning. And we come to say our God is awesome. And he has given us an awesome day to glorify him, to praise him, to acknowledge us, acknowledge him as Lord and Savior. We give him all the glory. We give him all the praise. He is our Savior. He is our Father. He is our refuge. So this morning, as we read Psalms 112, we are praising our God as never before. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty in the earth, and the generation of the upright shall be blessed. wealth and riches shall be in his house, and righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. He that guideth with his affairs with discretion, surely he shall not be moved forever. In Jesus' name, the righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. Hallelujah. Thank you for your word, O God. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he sees the desire upon his enemies. He has dispersed. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. Hallelujah. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish in Jesus' name. So, Father God, we just thank you this morning that you are great and mighty. You can move mountains. You can do anything. There's nothing too hard for you, our God. There's nothing that you cannot do. You are awesome. You are a great creator. You don't slumber. You don't sleep. And I thank you, Father God, that you walk with your children daily. You are a lamp and a light to our pathway. And we thank you today. We exalt you, O Lord, our God. We worship at your footstool, for you are holy. Lord, you reign. Let the people tremble. You are great and greatly to be praised. Let's praise the name of our great and awesome God. You are holy. We shout joyfully before the Lord this morning. We enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto our Lord and bless his name. Holy, his name is holy. His name is majestic. And we honor him this morning. Well, good morning, and thanks to all of you for joining us on Bible Storyland. I'm your host, Caritha Gantling, also known as Sister G. God bless each of you. And this morning, we have a great woman of God on with us who comes on faithfully. Her name is Karen Itell. She's from Houston, Texas, and she's going to play an awesome worship song unto the Lord. Good morning, Sister Karen.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you this morning?
Great.
What you gonna say? What you gonna play for us this morning?
Praise him. Thank you, Mom.
All right. Praise him. Praise him.
All right.
Praise him, Jesus, our blessed Redeemer, and he is blessed. Oh, we come to bless our God this morning, to tell him what a great God he is and how grateful we are. We come with grateful hearts to honor him. Thank you so much, Sister Karen. That was an awesome tune. Praise him, Jesus, our blessed Redeemer. We are praising the Lord. We are giving the Most High his due. All right, Karen, can you get your phone? Hallelujah. Listen. Can you hear it? Can you hear it? Can you hear it? Listen. What is your body speaking to you today? You know, in 3 John 2, he says, Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. And, you know, Daniel and his friends, they were healthy. Why? Because they ate healthy. They thought healthy, and they were obedient to the Most High God. Listen to that. They thought healthy, they were obedient, and they ate healthy. So let that be a lesson to us. Think healthy, be obedient, and eat healthy. God is concerned about the health of his people. In his word in 3 John 2, he says, Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. 1 John says that I wish above all things. And so, you know, above all things now, not just some things, but above all things, he wants us to be healthy. Now, there are other things that, you know, he may want to bless you with, but the main thing is that God wants us to be healthy. Will God in his infinite mercy and grace touch our bodies and make us healthy? Will he allow his virtue to come forth in us for healing? That's a possibility. Nothing is impossible to our God. Here's what we should consider. Faith without works is dead. So what is our part concerning us being healthy physically and spiritually? Let's start with our physical body, our temple, where God lives on the inside of us. Do you think God wants us to put anything in our temple? Our body is our temple, where God lives, where he resides. We are what we eat. If we eat unhealthy junk food, we will be unhealthy. If we eat healthy and think healthy, we will be healthy. We have a soul, a body, and a spirit. John says he wants us to prosper and be in health above all things. To stay healthy in this season, we need money to buy healthy food. So let's look at how to be prosperous according to the word of God. Prosperity for the righteous. Last week I was very fortunate to go to a workshop on the economy of God taught by our Apostle Kimberly Daniels in Jacksonville, Florida, and it was an awesome time. She really brought forth that message about how God's economy is different from the world's economy and how there are certain things that eat up our monetary supply that God gives us. So we have to learn how to pray against those devouring spirits. We also have to learn how to give to God as he requires. So there are some requirements that we have to do. And there are some things, some ways we have to pray. So there are some devourers she taught us about. I mean, it was an awesome, power-packed message. So I thank God for all that he did. He used Apostle Kimberly Daniels mightily. You know, I thank God that she is a yielded vessel, and she allows the Spirit of God to use her. So we thank God for that message on the economy of God. So today we're talking about the prosperity of the righteous. And in Genesis 39:2-3, the Lord was with Joseph, so he became successful. Joseph's master saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord made Joseph to prosper and be in success in everything. Deuteronomy 29:9 says, faithfully obey the terms of the promise. Then you will be successful in all you do. 1 Chronicles 22:13. Then you will succeed if you carefully obey the law and decrees the Lord commanded Moses to give to Israel. Be strong and courageous. Don't be terrified. 2 Chronicles 26:5. He dedicated his life to serving God. In the days of Zechariah, he taught him to fear God. As long as he dedicated his life to serving the Lord gave him success and prosperity. 2 Chronicles 31:21. Hezekiah incorporated Moses' teachings and commands into worship and dedicated his life to serving God. Whatever he did for the worship in God's temple, he did wholeheartedly, and he succeeded. He prospered. So, you know, that's how God wants us to do. He wants us to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength, and to love each other like we love ourselves. Now, you know, God promised us health. So let's review some scriptures where God, you know, he's a faithful God. He cares about every part of us. He didn't leave anything out of his plan. He is concerned about our health, our strength, and every part of us. You know, we can cast every care that we have on God, the care of our bodies, care of our families, every care, financial burdens, everything we can cast upon him. So we're going to be talking about health, the health that God promised us in Exodus 15:26, and said, if thou would diligently hearken to the voice of thy God and do that which is right in his sight and will give ear to the commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. Isn't that awesome? Look at the promise he made. You know, if we obey him, if we obey his voice, do what he tells us to do, give ear to his commandments and keep his statutes, he's not going to put these diseases upon us that he brought upon the Egyptians. He said he's the Lord that heals us. Doctors are limited, but he's the God who heals us. So I'm standing on his promise this morning to purge all this that's going on in my body out of me. So I hope you're standing with me. Deuteronomy 7:15. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee. But thou wilt lay them upon all them that hate thee. So, you know, this is another promise. Look at what he's going to do. He's going to take away sickness from my body, your body, all of our bodies. And he's not going to put the diseases, evil diseases, upon us that he put upon the children of Egypt. There's Egyptians that, you know, disobeyed him. They were rebellious and stubborn. He's going to put them upon those that hate us, our enemies, and they're God's enemies also. Proverbs 4:22. For they are life unto those that find them and help to all their flesh. Excuse me. Jeremiah, let me go back to Proverbs. For the words that he gave us is life unto us and health to our bodies. But we got to find them. Where are we going to find them? In the Word of God, opening up his Word, our Bible. Jeremiah 30:17. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wound, saith the Lord. Because they call thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. You know, when your friends talked about you, enemies talked about you, they came upon you. They were saying bad things about you. But guess what? God's going to heal us from all the wounds that we took. Every wound the enemy put a fit, he's going to heal us of all of those things. You know, when you didn't fit in, people ostracized you, looked funny at you, or however they treated you, you know, God was looking. He's mindful of things that people, your enemies, do to you. And you know what? He said that he will turn these things upon our enemies. So I thank God that he is faithful. He's a faithful God. Oh, I just love the Lord this morning and every day. I give him all the glory and all the praise because he's a righteous God. He's a faithful Father. And guess what? He called us his friend, and I call him my friend. He's the best friend we can have. Listen, listen, can you hear it? Can you hear it? What's your body saying to you? Let's start with our brain. You know that brain is an awesome part of the body. The brain. You know, God gave us a brain. That's a part of the body that controls the other part of the body. You ever heard of being brain dead? Some people are brain dead. You know, the brain, when the brain stops, you're pretty much gone. You pretty much have left this earth. But I thank God that he revives us. You know, many people have been considered dead, but God said, no, they only sleeping. They not dead. Don't we serve an awesome God? When the doctors have given up on people, God say, not so. He'll bring people back from what they think is dead. Remember his friend, Lazarus? He said, Jesus, you should have been here. He gone. He died. He's smelling. He's been stinking. He said, no, he's just sleeping to give God glory. So I thank God for, you know, people who give God glory. Now, let's look at this brain. You know, the brain has so many lobes in it, so many parts to the brain. And, you know, it's the brain, it has a different parts to it. It has a stem on it. It has four lobes. That's the part where, you know, God is so awesome. He even gave us a skull because the brain is so important and sensitive. So God gave us a skull to protect that sensitive part of our body, the brain. You know, that's the central part of the body. It's a nervous center in invertebrates, comparative in the position and function to the vertebrate brain. It's the intellect, the mind, and you know what? It has the cerebral hemisphere, the corpus callosum, ventricle, fornix, thalamus, pituitary gland, medulla oblongata, spinal cord, the cerebrum, and the midbrain. All of those. Now, you know God is an awesome God. Who could think of anything like that? And the brain lets you know, the brain that God made is so awesome. It lets you know when something's going on in the body. The brain is connected to all parts of the body. If you got pain, the brain is going to let you know where the pain is. God is so awesome. He gave us such an awesome part of the body, the brain. And you know what? The brain will alert you to different things that are going on with you. And you can say, oh, my God, thank you for the brain. I thank God for each part of our body. God wants us to be in good health. But do we want to be in good health? God keeps his promises, but we have to do our part. So, you know, we have to eat healthy, think healthy, and we also have to worship God. You know, a lot of times we want to eat what we want to eat. But, you know, there are good foods, good healthy foods that we can eat. Instead of eating junk food, we don't want to put junk food in our temple. You know, we could eat mac and cheese and Doritos and all of those cold drinks and, you know, unhealthy stuff for us. Or we could put good food in there, good food in our bodies, blueberries, you know, bananas, cherries, watermelon, pineapple. I saw such good fruit yesterday. Oh, my God. All kinds of good fruit, mangoes, apples. God didn't leave anything out of this earth. He gave us so much good food for our bodies. All we got to do is start putting it in our bodies. That's our part. Put it in our bodies. you know, we could crave corn chips. We could crave, you know, Coca-Cola. We could crave sweet potato pies and all of that junk stuff all day. But the thing about it is, where are the nutrients going to come from? Now, the nutrients that God gave us in the fruit and in the vegetables, that's what's going to keep our bodies healthy. Avocados, whole grains like oatmeal, whole grain bread, brown rice, wheat germs, blackberries, apples, cinnamon, spinach, kale, collard greens, cabbage. You can use extra virgin olive oil to cook with. Also for medicinal purposes, grape juice. You know what? There is so much good stuff we can put in our body. We just have to allow ourselves to be disciplined enough to say, okay, not going to eat junk food no more. You know, today is Family Day, and we are honoring families today. And the thing about it is, you know, we want our children to grow up and be healthy. You know, the Bible says that every generation will grow wiser and weaker. Look at our children. They're so wise. They can do all kind of technical things. You know, sometimes you have problems with your computer or your iPod or your cell phone. You give it to a child, 5 years old, they can figure it out just like that. You know, things that you've been using a screwdriver to try to fix, give it to a 10-year-old. They'll fix it in no time. They are brilliant. They are wise. Even the things that come out of their mouth, you go like, oh, my God, they are so wise. Our children are wise, but they're getting weaker. They're getting weaker. Why? Now, one of the reasons is they're not eating healthy. We're not feeding them right. You know, some people feeding them all kinds of junk. For breakfast, they get Doritos. Trust me, I've eaten them for breakfast. They get a honey bun for breakfast or a cold drink for breakfast. What nutrients is in that? When they go to school, how can their brain think? You got to have brain food, blueberries, avocado, salmon, spinach, all that's brain food, oatmeal, brain food, apples, brain food. Give your children brain food. But, of course, you got to buy it in the house before you could give it to them. You have to go to the grocery store and be sure to rinse it off good. Wash it with the vegetable brush. Soak it in apple cider vinegar and distilled water. Wash the because they've been sprayed, you know, to keep the bugs away. But we have to be careful what we're putting in our body. You know, you can send things to school with your children. Apples and blueberries and strawberries and bananas and cherries and grapes. And oh, my God, I had the best grapes yesterday. It was so sweet. Instead of sending potato chips and Doritos, you know, that's what they want. I hear people today ask their children, what you want, baby? Now, what does a child know about what's going to be good for their body? They don't know. But sometimes, as parents, we have to study the word of God. And we also have to study on nutrition so that we can stay healthy in our body. So today we're going to say a prayer in a few minutes for parents and children, for families, that they would desire healthy food to feed their children. You know, you can desire. I know me. I desire to eat Snickers candy bar. But I tell you what. I don't eat that no more. I shouldn't say I desire it anymore because I don't really eat Snickers. I haven't had a Snicker probably in, oh, my God, 15, 20 years. I care about them. I like them. But I know all that sugar and all that stuff they put in them is not good for me. Even the ice cream, you got to look at what's in it. When I was a child growing up, they had the churn, and they put the milk, the sugar, the eggs, the vanilla flavor, and they churn it up. And it wasn't all of those preservatives to keep it for months in the freezer. It was good stuff. But now we got to be careful. What's in it now? So let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we beseech you this morning. We thank you, O God, that you created families. for love, for caring for one another. And Father, we lift up fathers and mothers and children. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for their desire to be healthy, O God, that they would desire to be healthy and realize that faith without works is dead, that we have to put our faith in action. Teach our hands to war and our fingers to fight in Jesus' name. I say we are fighting against the devil. That will come on TV and tell our children to eat all kind of sugary cereals and this and that and the other that's not healthy for them. I bind that up and send it back to the pits of hell. I say our children will drink good, pure, healthy water. They will drink good, pure, healthy juice. They will eat fruit. They will eat vegetables that is good for their bodies. In Jesus' name, they will eat the fruit. They will eat healthy vegetables, carrots and lettuce and celery, garlic and onions, beans, green beans, collard greens, watermelon, cantaloupe, peaches, plums. I thank you, Father God, for teaching the parents what's healthy for them and healthy for their children, oh God. I thank you, Father God, for them making out a menu, a grocery list, going to pick up healthy foods so their bodies can be healthy, so the bodies of their children can be healthy. So when the children go to school, they have brain food to think. They can think clearly about their studies, about reading, writing, and arithmetic, how to fill out forms, how to follow instructions, how to listen, and follow instructions, how to listen and obey those who have rule and authority over them so they can live long lives. I decree and declare that our children will live long, healthy lives in Jesus' name. And so, Father, today I thank you for healthy parents, healthy children, healthy extended families, grandparents, aunts and uncles, cousins, healthy in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father God, for us even studying about the health and about healthy eating, healthy living, healthy thinking, getting exercise, getting oxygen, getting out in the sun, oh God, because even in the sun, Father God, there's vitamin D that we need for our bodies, oh God. So we thank you, oh God, for allowing us to be healthy, be in health, even as our soul prospers. I thank you that you care about every part of us, oh God, and that you made provisions. Jehovah Jireh, you are a mighty provider in Jesus' name. So today, Father, we thank you for pure water. Pure water, oh God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. And you know our children need brain food, food for their body. And there are lots of juices also, not just water, but more water than anything. Our bodies are made up of water. They can drink grape juice, white grape juice, dark grape juice, prune juice, apple juice, orange juice, grapefruit juice, watermelon juice, cantaloupe juice, all kind of juices are available for our children. Juices you can't even begin to imagine are available for our children. So I thank God. You know what? Our children eat too much sugar, honey buns, cookies, candy, ice cream. They're going in the refrigerator getting whatever they want. But if they only have what's good in the refrigerator, that's what they're going to eat. So if they go in and they see apples and grapes, they'll pull that out and eat that. But if they go in there and they see cold drinks instead of other juices, that's what they're going to have. So let's train our children up in the way they should go so they'll be healthy. Remember Daniel and his friends, they ate pulse, which is vegetables and legumes and seeds. They eat pumpkin seeds and sesame seeds and all kinds of different seeds that our children, you know, many of our children eat those pumpkin seeds. They like them. But some of the pumpkin seeds are different than others. They eat pumpkin seeds. They eat, I can't even think of the name of these other seeds, but they also have flax seeds. That's good for the digestive system. Now, sugar. You know, sugar is not good for you. Particularly, you know, we sometimes overdo it. I see people give their children a honey bun for breakfast, and then at lunchtime, they're eating a lot of junk food. They go, even in the schools, they have machines where they eat junk food. How are they going to think if they're eating? They go to the machine, they can pull out corn chips. They go to the machine, they can get a candy bar. They go to the machine, they can get Snickers and I don't know all these different kinds. I can't even think of all different kinds of candies, but you know what I'm talking about. So, you know, Americans are overweight each year from sugar. Not only do you get sugar in candy and cookies and cakes and pies, but we get it in food, macaroni and cheese, full of sugar. A lot of, you know, white flour products, sugar. So let's watch our intake, what we're putting in our body. Let's drink more water than we do. You know, sugar is in cold drinks. You can replace cold drinks with juice. It's much healthier for you. You know, a lot of sugar can cause acne for children. You've seen children with their faces all broken out. Change the diet. Start giving them vegetables and fruit. And sometimes it can make you or children depressed, all that sugar. It's not healthy for you. It could change your mood. Now, it can also cause your blood sugar to be raised. And it can cause cancer in some people. Brain food. Your children need brain food. You know, there's a lot of research now on brain food. Our children need good, healthy breakfasts. They need to eat healthy in order to do better academically. Even if they eat a banana for breakfast or a piece of some type of a fruit or maybe a peanut butter sandwich or, you know, something like that, it's healthier than them eating all the sugary cereal that they eat. You know, maybe a scrambled egg for breakfast or a boiled egg. And get up in enough time. You know, make sure they get, you know, nowadays everybody's rushing. Get up 5 minutes before the hour, race out the house to go to eat. You know, they grab a candy bar and get on the bus or grab a honey bun and walk down the street eating. We got to eat healthy. Listen to your body. What is it saying? Make sure our children are eating healthy. Get rid of the junk food out of your house and then they won't have it there. You know, many pregnant women are not eating healthy. They're eating foods and things that are not healthy for their body. So we're going to take a minute here and allow our sister Jackie Travis. Good morning, Sister Jackie. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm trying to get myself together. I just woke up. Sorry about that.
That's all right. You're just on time. You ready to sing to the Lord?
Yes, Lord. My sister gave me the song Jesus on the Main Line this morning.
Amen.
That's what you need to sing, Jesus is on the Main Line. So we're going to try get that going. Jesus is on the Main Line. You better tell him what you want. Well, Jesus is on the Main Line. You better tell him what you want. Well, Jesus is on the Main Line. You better tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. If you're sick and you can't get well, tell him what you want. Well, if you're sick and you can't get well, tell him what you want. Well, if you're sick and you can't get well,
tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. If you need a doctor, tell him what you want. Well, if you need a doctor, tell him what you want. Well, if you need a doctor, tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. If you need a lawyer, tell him what you want. Well, if you need a lawyer, tell him what you want. Well, if you need a lawyer, tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. Woo! Call him up, call him up. Tell him what you want. Well, call him up, call him up. Tell him what you want. Well, call him up, call him up. Tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. 'Cause Jesus is on the main line. You better tell him what you want. Well, Jesus is on the main line. You better tell him what you want. Well, Jesus is on the main line. You better tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want.
Amen.
Hey. Woo! That was awesome. I tell you what, you and Sister Karen are talking to the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Jesus on the mainline. Thank you. That was awesome.
All righty. You're welcome.
Amen. We're talking about listening to our bodies this morning. You know what? If you need a healing in your body, tell him what you want. Tell Jesus what you want. You need a healing? Tell him. Need a doctor? Tell Jesus what you want. Need a provision? Tell Jesus what you want. Need a lawyer? Tell him what you want. Whatever you want, tell Jesus what you want. Need a place to live? Tell Jesus what you want. Need a good friend? Jesus is the best friend we ever had. So we're calling on him this morning. We're talking about listening to our body. Can you hear it? Can you hear it? What's your body saying? Is your body saying, I'm healthy, I'm well, I'm prosperous in Jesus? Or is your body saying, I'm hungry for a good, wholesome meal? What's your body saying to you today? And, you know, I was just saying, you know, many pregnant mothers are not really feeding their bodies healthy, even while they're carrying babies. I see pregnant women with cigarettes in their mouth. I'm like, oh, my God. They're giving their babies nicotine and feeding and filling up the little baby's lungs with smoke while they fill their lungs with smoke. I see many women carrying cell phones on their bodies. Be careful what you're putting on and in your babies. You're carrying something in your body that needs to be taken care of with love and tender kindness. You know, you wouldn't put a microwave on top of your head and walk around. Well, you shouldn't do that with the cell phone. So many women carry those cell phones on their bodies or in their, even down, tucked down in their breast. Be careful where you're putting those. Go online and study about the cell phone. Just like sugar is not healthy for you, instead of choosing cold drinks, choose apple juice, cranberry juice, pineapple juice. All kinds of juice. They even have vegetable juices. You can get, I'm talking about fresh vegetable juice. I'm not just talking about something on the shelf that's been sitting there for months or years. I'm talking about you could get a juicer and make fresh juice nowadays. Carrot juice, celery juice, beet juice, lemon juice, all kinds of broccoli, cabbage juice. You can make fresh juice. You can make you can take blueberries, apples, pineapple. You can make all kinds of fresh vegetable juice, fresh fruit juice, and make your bodies healthy. So we got to listen to our bodies. So what is your body saying to you today? What is your body telling you? You know, like Jackie said, let's call him up on the main line and tell him, Jesus, we need a healing in our body. Jesus, we need provision. What is your body telling you today? You know, Sister Karen said, we got to praise it. You know, when the praises go up, the blessings come down. We need blessings today. And you know what the Lord said in his word? If we obey him, do what he said, follow his laws and statutes, he'll put none of these diseases upon us. Sicknesses and all of these things won't come upon our body. So we got to follow what God says. So today I want to lift up the parents, particularly emphasizing pregnant mothers and even those who will be going today to push the babies out of the womb. Hallelujah. Father, we beseech you today. We call upon your holy, righteous name. And Father, there are many women in the land who never even thought about aborting a baby. All they think about is, I want to push my baby out. I want my baby to be healthy. I want to carry my baby to full term. We rebuke the enemy that would try to cause mothers to abort the babies. We decree and declare that the babies will live full term. They will live out all their purpose. We decree and declare that the children today will learn of you at an early age. They will live out their purpose. They will live out all their days and fulfill their purpose in you, O God. We bind up that python spirit that would try to squeeze the mothers, the oxygen from the mothers, or squeeze the babies out before it's time. We say that the babies will live and get all the nutrients they need from the mothers. Every one of their body parts will be formed before they come out. They will be healthy from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. Healthy brains, healthy minds, healthy eyes, healthy ears, healthy mouths, healthy throats, healthy skin, healthy organs, healthy limbs, strong. And Father God, as the mothers go into the labor room to deliver, even if they're delivered by spiritual midwives, oh God, we thank you that they will be healthy. As the mothers push, oh God, I thank you for your Zoe life coming as they come into the world. I thank you that you're blowing your mighty holy breath into the bodies of our babies, and they will have Zoe life, abundant life, every day of their lives, oh God. And none of these diseases that was upon the Egyptians will follow our babies. They will be healthy, like Daniel and his friends. They will eat pulse all the days of their lives, plenty of seeds and legumes, beans, black beans, red beans, white beans. Fava beans, snap beans, string beans, pole beans, pinto beans, all kinds of vegetables, broccoli, cabbage, carrots, collard greens, kale, squash, lettuce, watermelons, pineapples, blueberries, bananas, all kinds of fruit. Our children will be healthy in Jesus' name. So, Father, we thank you, even for the mothers who are going into labor rooms today. I bind the hand of the enemy that will try to be there. I thank you for removing any infections, in the labor rooms, oh God. I thank you for removing everything out of the labor rooms and delivery rooms that's not like you, oh God. I thank you for catching every baby and blowing your mighty holy breath in their bodies, your Zoe life. I thank you, Father God, for removing every imp. Go right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you for dispatching holy angels of protection around every labor and delivery room, oh God, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father God, for catching the babies. I thank you that our babies are healthy and they walk in divine health and healing all their lives. I thank you for strength for the babies. I thank you for quick recuperation for the mothers, oh God. I thank you that the mothers will not bring the babies out too soon, oh God, that they would allow the babies to develop in their bodies before they bring them around in out into the atmosphere, oh God, that they will stay in, oh God, at least 6 weeks or longer, oh God, so the babies can get health and strength, oh God, until they take them back for their checkup, oh God. In Jesus' name, I decree and declare that our children will get nutrients and substances that they need from their mothers because their mothers are eating healthy. And I thank you for the fathers pitching in and fixing the milk for the babies, oh God, changing the baby's diapers and doing what's needed so the mother has the help that she needs, oh God. In Jesus' name, I thank you for the father rolling up his sleeves and waking up in the middle of the night and giving the baby milk, oh God, in Jesus' name. I thank you for the fathers holding the babies and praying over the babies. The mothers holding the babies and praying over the babies in Jesus' name. I thank you for strong, healthy babies, oh God, in Jesus' name. Even those that are to be born, we speak life and life more abundantly over them in Jesus' name. We thank you for fathers. We thank you for mothers. We thank you, Father God, that the children that are being born today and every day will be trained up in the most holy faith. They will be trained in the way that they should go. We claim them for your kingdom as young children, oh God. They will be taught of you, oh God. They will learn of you. They will be obedient to their parents and those who have rule and authority over them. They will have sharp discernment. They will hear your voices never before in Jesus' name. I pray, Father, for strength for the fathers, strength for the mothers to go in the direction you want them to go in, to listen and be obedient to you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And, Father, I pray for salvation for mothers and fathers who are not saved, for grandparents and aunts and uncles and cousins who are not saved. I pray, Father God, that this will be a year, a great year of salvation, 2012, that you will bring in salvation. You will offer salvation to mass numbers of people, and they would accept salvation, oh God. They would believe that you, oh God, raised Jesus from the dead, and he lives today, and he sits next to you on your right hand. He intercedes for his people, and I thank you, oh God, for Jesus, who gave this only life for us. All right, so hallelujah. I thank God for each of you being on Bible Storyland today. Is there anyone who is requesting prayer? It's prayer time. Press 1 if you're already on. You can make your request be known.
Okay, I will do one.
Okay, Karen.
Just pray for my chat line. We're going to be moving to a new location, and we got to put a disclaimer on there saying that if one wants to block themselves from the chat line, they can do that. And I just want to pray that will be done with the right reason in mind, and that God will be overseeing it.
All right. Okay, anybody else? Prayer request, press 1. All right, well, we're going to be praying for families again this morning, thanking God for families. And I was visiting with my Aunt Mildred. She still got a quick, sharp mind. I thank God for her and her daughter Mavis and all of our family, your family, my family. Thank God for each of you. So we're going to pray for the elderly as well. And, you know, of course, for our children, mother, fathers, and mothers, you know, our children are precious. They're the precious gift that God has given us. Anybody else, prayer request? All right. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come to beseech you, O God. O God of our praise, hallelujah. You're an awesome King, a mighty God. There is nobody like you, Father. Nobody can compare to how great you are. You are everything that we need. You are Jehovah Adonai. You are Jehovah Elohim. You are the Most High God. You are Jehovah Elohim. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are Jehovah Nisi. You are ever. You are Abba Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise, O God. All glory and all praise is due to you, your majesty. Oh, Father God, you are a majestic Father. Your voice is great. Your voice is so strong. You can break strong wood cedar in Jesus' name. So, Father God, we lift your name on high. And we say, have your way on Bible Storyland today. And, Father, I lift up your daughter Karen's request. And, Father, I thank you that you hear all. You even know what we're going to say before we answer. And you said you have already answered our request, but you do want us to make them known. So, Father, I thank you for hearing Karen's request about a new chat line location. And I pray that all will go well with that new location. In Jesus' name, we'll go according to your plan, your will for that chat line in Jesus' name. And I pray that you will be honored. You will get all the glory and the praise and honor on that chat line. So, Father, today I lift up families, oh God, that are on Bible Story Land, every family that's on live, every family that will listen in later. I lift up fathers. Give fathers strength, oh God, in Jesus' name, to be the fathers you call them to be, in Jesus' name, the fathers you are wanting them to be, in Jesus' name. I thank you for fathers that are saved, oh God, and that are bringing their families up in the way that they should go. I thank you for fathers that are calling forth praise time, worship time, Bible study time, that they would stop everything that the family's doing. They would shut down and give you time of praise and honor, oh God, so that families can remain together. And there can be strength in the families, obedience in the families, oh God, provisions in the families, Father God. I thank you for fathers who love you with all their heart, soul, and strength, and for mothers who love you with all their heart, soul, and strength, and for children who love you with all their heart, soul, and strength, oh God, and who love each other like they love themselves. So, Father, today we just give you all the praise, all the glory, all the thanksgiving, oh God. And, Father, I lift up my Aunt Mildred, my cousin Mavis, and the elderly, Father God, throughout the United States, throughout the world. And, Father, you know many elderly suffer with high blood pressure, diabetic conditions, all kind of problems, male problems, female problems. But, Lord, I thank you that it is not what you want. Your word says you wish above all that we prosper and be in health. So, Father, I thank you for the seniors prospering and being in health, being obedient to you, O God. I plead the blood of Jesus over the seniors, Father God, over the fathers, over the mothers, over the children, over the extended families, oh God, for health and strength for our bodies, oh God, in Jesus' name. I thank you, oh God, for seniors that are not saved, being saved this year, oh God, that they would not leave this earth without calling upon the name of Jesus, without being obedient to you, oh God, in Jesus' name. I decree and declare that seniors everywhere, in Canada, all of the United States and all over the world will begin to call on the name of the Most High God and honor you as the King of Kings, honor you as their Creator, their Lord, and their Savior. And, Father, I lift up the homeless in the name of Jesus, particularly those that have their babies and children on the street that have no place to lay their head. I pray for protection. I pray for safety. I pray for provision. I pray, Father God, that you would be their Lord, their Savior, in Jesus' name. They would give their lives totally unto you, O God. And so, Father, we just bless and honor you today. In Jesus' holy name we pray. We give you glory and thanksgiving in Jesus' name. So, Father, this morning we are closing out on Bible Storyland, and we ask you to walk with us today. Talk with us. Be a lamp and a light to our pathway. We honor you. You are the Most High God. All right, it's a closing time. Remember, Uncle Sam says that he needs you, but God wants you. Isn't that awesome that the Most High God, our Majesty, wants us? What does he want? He wants relationship with us. He sure does. He loves us. And, you know, somebody you love, quite naturally, you want a relationship with them too. He wants us to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength, and to love each other like we love ourselves. We can't do that on our own. We got to first give it to God to love him, and he will help us. Even when the enemy come up against us like a flood, don't worry about it. God got that standard raised for his children. So honor your majesty. Have a relationship. Talk to him. Spend time in the secret place. Don't just rush in and say, Abba, Father, bless my family, bless me. Amen. No. Spend time in the secret place honoring God. What a privilege it is. You know what? I can't go knock on Obama's door. He's the president of the United States. But I can knock at my father's door. I can even sit at the King of Kings' feet. And I can give him all the glory, all the praise. Michelle Obama would think something was wrong with me. I go knocking on her door. And I said, I need your husband to bless me. No, I need God to bless me. You need God to bless you. But unless you're spending time in his presence, how is he going to bless you? That's how he bless you, by spending time in his presence. You know, you could be going through something, but when you start spending time with the Most High God, you say, oh, my God, you know what? This was bothering me, and that was, it's all gone. God erased it from you. So don't forget, spend time in the presence of the Most High God. He's waiting on you. He's waiting to hear your voice. Don't you know it's nothing like hearing the voice of the Most High God? God is precious. And to hear his voice, you ever heard of something that was, you know, that was just, I can't even begin to describe how precious God's voice is. If you've never heard it before, ask God, say, Lord, I want to hear your voice. You said your sheep know your voice, and another voice, they will not hear or answer. So you want to ask God, let me hear your voice, Lord, because he's speaking all the time. But you got to spend time in his presence. You can't spend time in the presence of other people and expect to hear God's voice. No, you got to spend time in his presence and hear his voice. So today, as we close out on Bible Storyland, we thank God that this was family day, and he wants a relationship with us, and he wants us to have a relationship with him and our family. And you know what? It's a privilege and an honor to be in relationship with the Creator, the one who created us, the one who watches over us, the one who gives those holy angels a protection around us, the one who shed innocent blood for us. What a privilege it is. Well, I'm looking forward to speaking to you again on Thursday on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies at 5 p.m. So come on and be with us. You know, spend time with us on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. We're talking about some of the same thing. So come on with us. We're talking about the health of our children, you know, listening to our bodies. We're going to be covering that for a while. Don't you know Daniel and his friends? They were skillful in science. They had much knowledge. Even the king honored their God. Why? Because of the way they lived and because of the way they ate. And they were compared with the other young men who ate junk food, the king's portion, junk food. And they were so much healthier. So I love each of you. God loves you so much more. I'm human. I'm limited. But the unlimited Father, he loves you so much. Don't forget, spend time in his presence. Even if you ride in the car, you just look around and say, God, I thank you for the sun. Lord, I thank you for the stars and the moon. Lord, I thank you for the clouds in the sky. You can honor his presence everywhere. Lord, I thank you for the car that I'm riding in. Lord, I thank you for the buses that pass. Lord, protect the police. You could just be in his presence all the time, 24/7. So I thank God for you. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. I look forward to talking to you also next Saturday on Bible Storyland. It will be Joyful Praise Day. We're going to be praising our King, our Father, the Most High God. So come on and praise him with us. Love you. Talk to you next week.